We'll be right back. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Hello, everybody out there in Greenfield and beyond. You're listening to 107.9 WMCBLP Greenfield. You're on board Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh. Get ready for some funky music. I haven't been in the booth for a long time, so I got a lot of records piled up and ready to go. We started the set with a song by the one and only Bernard Pretty Purdy. That was the song Wasteland, and that one was like a little more psychedelia and a little slow. I liked it. It was awesome. Up next, we're going to listen to an artist that I've listened to four albums of his in the last week. This is Tim Maya, and he is from Colombia, and this is Padre Cicero.
Sisters, you can still stand tall. must be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangsta white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
Radio through space, the word went out to Michael Collins, orbiting alone in the Columbia while history was being enacted below him.
He has landed Tranquility Base. Eagle is at Tranquility.
Good.
Over.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Buck, good show.
Fantastic.
Mission Commander Armstrong, now safely on the moon.
We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your time on Voyager 3. We got a caller right now, and if you ever want to call the station, you could do like this caller, who I don't know who it is yet, mind you, but they called 413-475-3958 because they were listening to Voyager 3 on 107.9 WMCBLP Greenfield. Let's see who it is. All right, caller. Hello, are you there, caller? Hi, how's it going? Who is that? I don't recognize the voice. It doesn't sound like a kind of radio quality voice. Who is that?
Interesting you should say that, because I haven't heard a certain quote-unquote radio quality voice for quite some time now at the studio.
Oh, really? Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I've had a little bit of a hiatus because I've have had this issue with a lot of smoke and mirrors up my way up here in Greenfield. There's a lot of things going on that has made it risky to get inside of the studio.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I just wanted to call because I'm knowing that the time is going to change here in about a week or so, and I know you try to do things by the radial clock of the sun and all your gadgets and your sundials. So I didn't want you to miss your DJ slot. Thinking in a couple weeks when the sun's in a different part of the sky.
I do appreciate that, and as you know, I'm always on the tried and true path where I just use the methods that work, whether that's Kreskin for ESP or whether that's how to tell time like the ancients. There's no way to there's no reason why to change these things. So, you know, I'm keeping it 5 o'clock year round. It's always 5 p.m. on a Monday for me. There's no other way to do it.
That explains why you missed your slot a few times.
Well, like I said, there always comes some risks with anything that someone tries to do. If you put your heart into something, you're in a vulnerable space, and there's always potential to have like a little risk involved. But caller, can I offer you anything? Are you asking for a song? Is there anything I can do for you?
There's nothing. Just wanted to give a heads up about the light, and this has been an anonymous call from me.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I want to thank you for reaching out, but that would be disingenuous. So we're going to be reviewing some of the music that we've been listening to. And caller, I want you to stay on the line here, because I'm curious, have you ever heard any music by William Defon? Because we just heard Be Thankful for What You Got.
I haven't, but I have heard some singing from Willem Dafoe.
Yes, I kind of figured you'd be going in that direction. So let me add this to you, to your roster, okay? Have you ever listened to Johnny Foster on that roster? Because he was just playing the organ on Don't Knock My Love.
That's all new to me, Danko.
Well, this is going to be another new one. This is from something that I swear that there's a record company out there trying to help out old Voyager 3, because Vincent Dan Gogh found this, and it's called Soul Jazz Records Electric Throwdown Sci-Fi Interplanetary Electro Attack on Planet Earth, 1982 to 89. It was a double record LP set for about $20. So we're going to try this first track here. DJ, or I'm sorry, caller, if you want to get back to me in another week or so, you can tell me what you think about this first song. This is called Time to Throw Down. Have a great week, caller.
Thank you. Happy to hear it. Down.
I'm gonna haunt you.
You lose.
crazy.
This one's good. This song is called Fantastic Man, and that's by William Oyabor. Before that, we heard Time to Throw Down by the Ricky Clark Company. Before that, I think I already said it to the caller over there, but we heard Don't Knock My Love by Ronnie Foster. We're coming up on halfway through the hour. We got a lot more music, but I wanted to remind you that you're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield. That's 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts. You could also be listening to us on WMCB.net. Maybe, possibly, there's a quite small, minuscule chance that maybe you're listening to my personal Mixcloud, which would be found under Voyager 3, which is the name of the show, so it's not strange that it's connected. It's just strange that you would, like, stumble upon it. I'm your captain, Vincent Dan Gough, and we're going to listen to a song called You're Getting a Little Too Smart, and I want to dedicate that to our caller because I just figured out I did some voice modulation and some reverse voice modulation searching, and I ran that through our databases here at WMCB.net in the archives, which you can find on that said website, and I realized that I'm quite sure that that is DJ TY from Vernon Greenfield on Wednesdays. So this song is dedicated to you. This is by the Detroit Emeralds. This is a soul funky classic, and it's called You're Getting a Little Too Smart.
Trying to get ahead. You're playing with my heart. Between the lines are red. I got to cut you down and make you hang around.
Make me weary.
Girl, you're gonna kill me. was getting a little too smart. He learned everything. Somebody's telling you, girl.
You're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCBLP.
Sample there, and a song that was recorded by a friend of mine. That was by DJ What the Heck, and that song was called Don't Be Gone. Before that, I had a dedication to our caller, who I'm very, very suspicious of, and I would say all but confirmed at this point that I had a prank phone caller from DJ TY of Vernon Greenfield, which you can hear at the same time, 5 to 6 on Wednesdays on this said station. But that was that song that I dedicated to him was You're Getting a Little Too Smart. And now we're going to listen to a song by Jimmy McGriff. You know I love him. You know we play him a lot here. This is from a new album to me called Soul Sugar. And the thing we're going to play, is the Now Thing. That would be the Now Thing. That's the thing we're going to play. This has a provocative album cover. And due to my support of Women's History Month, I'm not going to detail it right now. I will say that it does feature the male gaze. Thank you. All right, y'all. Once again, that was Jimmy McGriff with the Now Thing. Okay, that's what we're doing right now. That's the Now Thing. Before I forget, I want to make sure that everybody knows that this show has a new underwriter. This show is brought to you by Greenfield Divining Rods. At Greenfield Divining Rods, they believe that the answers you're searching for are much closer than you think, sometimes just beneath your feet. Whether you're seeking water or lost property lines, buried treasure, or simple clarity, their handcrafting divining rods are designed for precision, balance, and intuitive connection, and they are only a call away. Next, we're going to be listening to a song by the Chicago Gangsters, and this song is called Gangster Boogie.
Gangster Boogie, 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 Gangster Boogie.
Good!
if that isn't enough to get your blood pumping, I don't know what is. I'm going to try with this next song. Let's just review what we were hearing there, because that was by the Chicago Gangsters. A friend of mine, I already referenced, DJ What the Heck, turned me on to them. That was the Chicago Gangsters, and that song was called I Choose You. They only have like 5 songs out there on the internet that I can find. It's from the 70s, and each song is that groovy. They're all amazing. They're all really, really good. All right, so I'm going to make it a little more modern for everybody out there. But before I do, I just want to make sure that everybody out there knows that the number to call the radio station is 413-475-3958. You're listening to WMCBLP Greenfield. That's 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts, or maybe WMCB.net. But I will say that a lot of people have been calling the last couple of minutes because they were hoping to get hold of Greenfield Divining Rods, but I just want to let everybody know that that's just a sponsor of the show. I'm not allowed to give out any more personal information than just the basic attributes of their business and stay neutral while not infringing on the competition of any of the other divining rod companies in our locale. So just so everybody knows, Greenfield Divining Rods is associated loosely with underwriting this program, but this is not the correct place to contact them. So if you're looking for water or property lines or buried bodies, please reach out to them. But right here, you're listening to Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh. We'll be right back.
bootlegged Roach.
Well, if you didn't like that, I'm not sure what you do like, because that was none other than the Black Market Brass Band, and that song was called Cheat and Start a Fight. I'm excited that, like, that is a living band. I don't play a whole lot that are contemporary, but, man, if you know that that band's playing in our area, please call me at 413-475-3958 or email me at voyagerwmcb@gmail.com, because, man, I would love to see that band. I think that would be so much fun. There's just this overriding guitar rhythm all the time to keep you in it, no matter what spacey, strange, fun, dancey, disco, funk things they're doing, and it's awesome. Well, I'm about to check out of here. It's 5 of 6 now. I'm going to leave you with a collage, if you will. I'm going to start this with the song Bus Rider by John Swellart. And I want to also leave you with these departing words. I hope that you are good to your neighbors. You're good to everyone. Be good to yourself and just be good. Thank you so much and have a great week, everybody. You're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts.
Stands for pain and confusion. Reed Galen reports.
Jamie Gold is about to buy her first computer. She hardly knows where to start. She's the kind of customer that is turning the industry upside down.
What is the 4 megabyte memory mean versus Sebastian?
Home PC sales are now exceeding business sales, up 25% last year and still accelerating. Jamie Gold spent $2,800 buying into the sales pitch that computers are now easy to use.
This is the world's easiest personal computer.
Not superpowered. I just think I want to plug it in first and use it.
But it's still not just another household appliance.
Insulation just number one. I don't know which the interface cable is. The hell is a power module? I'm not dumb. Hold on. There's nothing that looks like this. I don't hear it.
Jamie is gridlocked with plenty of company.
Way too large, and I don't know why.
For years, phone and help centers were used by technically inclined users. Now, 80% of IBM's calls come from so-called newbies. Here at Computer Maker Digital Equipment, calls doubled in 6 months.
Having trouble with the modem.
When I start, there are no beeps or anything.
Many callers express dismay that cyberspace seems more like the Twilight Zone.
The industry is being sent that message by every telephone call that comes into technical support.
A lot of new buyers are motivated by the uneasy feeling that they are falling behind in the information age. But their anxiety only deepens if the computer proves more difficult to get started on than they may have expected. In one survey, half of new users said they were ready to throw their computers out the window out of sheer frustration.
To their home.
Kathleen and Julian, welcome to Database.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Now, Julian, I see you have your computer linked to the telephone line. Can you tell us how you did that?
Yes, well, it's very simple, really. The telephone is connected to the telephone network with a British Telecom plug, and I simply remove the telephone jack from the telecom socket and plug it into this box here, the modem. I then take another wire from the modem and plug it in where the telephone was. I can then switch on the modem, and we're ready to go. The computer's asking me if I want to log on, and it's now telling me to phone up the main Presell computer, which I will now do.
So it's a very simple connection to make.
Extremely simple. And I can actually leave the modem plugged in once it's done that without... load directly down the phone line. Some of them are free, some of them you do have to pay for.
Computerized.